support economic growth into the future beyond the pandemic. He says the government needs to scrap the idea that the economy will simply snap back.
There's a need for investment in terms of manufacturing, that there's a need to identify where future job creation can occur, as well as hanging on to as much as possible what was there before. We're not seeing that from the government at the moment.
Traffic has started to flow from New South Wales into Queensland. From midday local time, visitors are now welcome with valid paperwork from all states and territories, except those from Victoria. The Sunshine State has had its borders closed for 15 weeks in a bid to help curb the spread of coronavirus. Meantime, it's estimated it may take the Victorian economy up to 3 years to recover from the pandemic and multiple lockdowns. Metropolitan Melbourne is now into its second day of a stage three lockdown, following record high new cases. Elsewhere, a US man on deployment in Darwin has tested positive for coronavirus. The man has been in quarantine since arriving in Darwin on Wednesday. And New South Wales has confirmed a third case on the state's Victorian border linked to two previous cases in Albury, while there's been 13 new cases, all of which are in hotel quarantine. Overseas, the United States has reported a new record daily rise of new coronavirus cases of at least 60,050, while for a third consecutive day, the number of deaths rose by more than 800. Meantime, Mexico and South Africa have also posted a record rise in new cases. China says it has reported four new coronavirus cases on the mainland. The Health Commission says all four new infections were imported cases, and visitors from 13 countries are banned from Italy due to coronavirus fears. Travellers from other countries outside the EU must observe 2 weeks of quarantine on arrival. Globally, there are now in excess of 12.2 million infections, while more than 554,000 people have died. Insurers have received more than $2 billion worth of claims following the summer bushfires. Insurance Council Chief Rob Whelan has told a parliamentary inquiry today that the bushfires had caused significant physical, emotional and financial stress. He says the latest data shows insurers have received 37,804 claims, totalling $2.34 billion. He added, to date, almost three quarters of 9,227 residential building claims and 90% of the 14,106 contents claims have now been finalised. But he says the council is concerned about the future affordability of insurance, in particular in New South Wales. He's told the inquiry all state and territory governments, with the exception of the ACT, add a stamp duty of between 9 to 11%, which means households and businesses pay between 19.9% and 22% in tax on their insurances. Turning to sport now in AFL, Cam Sutcliffe and Ryan Burton are set to be part of Port Adelaide's side to take on GWS on Sunday. It follows the axing of veteran Tom Rockliffe and Riley Bonner, with coach Ken Hinckley saying Rockliffe's form over the last few weeks hasn't been at the level the side needs. And in tennis, the UTR Pro Series is underway in Sydney today.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
Now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 16 degrees, forecast top of 18 degrees today, but I don't think we're going to get there because showers are coming across the mountains as I look at the radar. Areas of morning fog we had, and the chance of showers is going to come through. Light winds, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour from the northwest, bringing the showers and becoming light in the late afternoon. The sun will set tonight at 3 minutes past five, looking for the weekend. And on Saturday we have possible shower, 10 to 20. Sunday, a possible shower, 7 to 19. And then Monday, Tuesday is when those showers are going to come through, 8 to 17 and 9 to 17 on Tuesday, with falls up to 40 millimetres on Monday.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Pennant Hills Road approaching Beecroft Road. A car breakdown. The site's cleared, but leaving some heavy traffic conditions as things get back to normal. And in Sydney, Clarence Street approaching Market Street. There's a gas leak hazard with two or four northbound lanes closed, lane 1 and 2, causing some issues in the CBD this afternoon. 5 minutes past one. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. As we go into our second hour.
A second hour of the business is Mario and Darren. And, you know, the CBD has some issues with, you know, Market Street, you know, due to hazard gas leak. And there's issues in the studio as well because Mario Beckers forgot to turn off the mobile phone. And our guest, Joanna Love, she thinks what this guy is doing there in studio. Joanna, thank you for being with us. Second hour on Alive 90.5 Business in Mario. And I'm truly, truly grateful and privileged, and Darren and myself, to have you as our guest. I can't stop looking myself on the Facebook page, you know what I mean? Like, I just look at myself right. Joanna, did you have a good break of a few minutes from us?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's a good one. Like, you know, like, look, this is Darren's script. You know, he's a producer. He told me I should be funny, but, you know, if I'm not funny, that's okay. So tell us something. How we can stay mentally healthy during these strange times?
Well, I think it's very important to recognize that everybody's going to have different issues and no two people are the same. So what may work for your husband or your partner may not necessarily work for you. And it's important that you sort of recognize when you feel better, when you feel a little bit less stressed, what did you do? Is it extra sleep? Is it, you know, might just need that just one glass of wine just to help you chill. Better food. Food has a big bearing on health, and I don't think a lot of people realise that, but a lot of processed food is actually works against the body. So if we can eat a lot of fresh food, that's great. And the greatest one is that mindset. As I said before, are you positive or are you negative? How do you talk about things? Do you make assumptions about certain situations? And it's great. I always love for people to have a buddy with this. So whether it's your partner or whether it's your best friend, a buddy to help back you up, because there's going to be days where it's not going to be great. If you've got somebody who can, you know, just bolster you and say, hey, I remember when you did something that was really important, that's going to give you a lift and make you feel better. So very important that we have a buddy throughout this period, and somebody that we can talk to and somebody that we can, you know, just let our hair down, so to speak, and be honest with and not, you know, be restricted in what we have to say because we're worried about what we need to say.
I was going to believe that's so important, Joanne. I was just thinking there. I know Mario's one of my best friends, but my real bestie is my wife. And when we got married, there was a certain time when each of us would need to speak, and then we thought, oh, we've got to solve each other's problems. But we worked out quite quickly that sometimes just listening and being there as support, it actually helps me if I was saying something about work or about life, and actually by talking through it, I would help solve it myself. But having someone there listening and supporting me was so benefit, and it was really good. And so we've got this great understanding now that sometimes we just need to listen and be that support person, and when the time's right, say, yeah, I get it, and remember that time when this is the way you solved it, go and do it again.
Yeah, I recommend to a lot of my clients that they listen like a lawyer.
Like a lawyer? What does that mean?
Like a lawyer. Because what happens to a lot of clients when they get on the stand,
they'll
ask a question and the lawyer just sits there and does absolutely nothing, says nothing. And what does the person on the stand do? Just keeps unraveling and telling stories.
That's a good one. Joanna, now let's go. I'd like to step out of the topic right now, but you're the somebody with authority and credibility and a published book author. So you have three books, if I'm correct, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, can you give us the titles instead of me saying, you know, because it sounds like, you know, I mean, I'm just promoting you because I would like to say much more about you, but that comes later. So you published three books, you know. What are three books about?
So I've got the first book that I wrote was Champions Are Made When the Stands Are Empty, and that's basically for coaches of any sport, just to learn those little things that they need to know about that they don't necessarily learn in coaching courses. So more around the mind and awareness of mental strength and not leading athletes down the garden path with you're the best or you're the fastest and getting that ego taking over. So, you know, looking at those bits and pieces and how to talk to parents a little bit better, because that's one of the big issues that a lot of coaches have is that relationship with parents. The second book I wrote was Head Games, which is a whole lot of tips and tricks for young athletes to help them overcome self-confidence, nerves, anxiety. And the last book I wrote is Herformance, which is how women can learn skills to make them perform better in the workplace and other avenues of their life.
May I say something on that topic? Last book, Her performance. You know,
lovely topic. Lovely title. I love it.
You do? Yeah. Well, I need to talk to Joanna later, and I mean, she can sign you one copy. But, you know, we're living in a quite, you know, challenging society. And, you know, no question asked, no doubt that society has changed in past 50 years, I would say. Like, you know, I mean, before it was more patriarchal, now then it's like, you know, 50-50, I would say, in that respect. However, I'll say something what I learned on Intelligence Academy. I have this lovely lady, she was a psychiatrist, you know, she comes to us and she told us, you know, you think you're alpha males, you know, I mean, you think you're James Bond. And say, I said, we are, oh yes, we are. And she says, like, you think you're hunters? I said, like, we're like, all like, you know, yes, we are. And she says, like, no, you're not a hunter, it's a woman who says yes or no for everything. And I was like, start questioning my, I was doubting myself. I was like, it is true, you know what I mean? We are all alpha males and beta males, gamma males. I prefer to be sigma male. But, you know, I mean, the reality is the women has been suppressed for so many centuries, I would say, not decades, centuries. You know, I mean, the opinion and how to perform and everything else. I'm glad that you wrote that book. So tell me, when it comes to performance between the female and male, what do you see, what's the biggest obstacle for the female to perform better than men? It's just a stigmata, like this is male society, or it's something else?
I think it's confidence. It comes down to confidence.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very interesting, and in the business world and the coaching, the sport coaching world, I see this all the time. When women get right to the top, and they can't understand why other women can't get to the top. And when you actually talk to them, back to them, and say, like, think about when you first started. And they will start to unravel that even they didn't have the confidence in those early years, and they've built that confidence up themselves. And it's that confidence that helps women jump from that lower level to the next step up. And that's what we've got to teach women. I really feel sorry for you guys, though.
Thank you very much. And like this is we come to agreement now. Yes, of course, you have hired somebody.
Because there's so much pressure on you. You know, not only do you have other men trying to get your jobs now, but you also have women. So your jobs become harder to hold on to. Look, and I think there's actually a lot of men out there.
Yes, that is.
I was just thinking that's a very interesting thought, and something that it doesn't totally trouble me, but yeah. I think that I tend to think I am me. I'm not really male or female, but I really find it hard when someone would look at me and go, well, you should be acting this way because you're male. And I go, well, no, I'll act how I act because I am me. I know myself well.
That's a good one.
Yeah, and I think that's what keeps me through those sorts of things. So, yeah, I don't mind male, female, whatever. I also just see, I think the males are the facilitators. So that's, I mean, if you look at it, thinking out hunting food, what's it for? It's for the family. We don't kill the bear or whatever it is in caveman times just for the fun of it. We're actually providing food for the family.
But I don't think so that men actually ever evolved, you know what I mean? We always like be considered like a hunters, gutters, whatever it is, protect the family. But the female, it's actually who brings society together, you know. They give to birth, they look after the family. It's always that side of the women. But somehow, you know, I grew up in a very, very different society. A part of communism was a very patriarchal society, and the women, it was being shushed, you know what I mean? I remember my father would tell my mom, shut up, you know what I mean? You're just a woman, you know what I mean? What do you know? And my mom, she would like, you know, walk in the corner, you know what I mean? Like, and then cry, you know what I mean? I was like, why she never said something to him? But, you know, we're living in a different society right now. So, Joanna, how do you help the women to better perform?
I think it's just through understanding and you know, both of you have just given examples of how different male and females are. We have different traits. And if we can understand what each other has and brings to the table, then we're going to perform better when we understand our own foibles as well as, you know, the other sex's issues. Or they're, you know, so a great example you brought up just a little bit a while ago about listening. So women will offload. They'll talk and talk and talk and talk. And they don't necessarily want a solution to their problem. Whereas males, as soon as they hear the woman start talking, they just want to fix it, so they shut up.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
They're chalk and cheese. Yeah, and if we can understand that, and women understand what men do and what women do, then I think we'll work better together and we'll be more successful, both parties.
Isn't the competition high between the male and female? I will say this. You know, I mean that, you know, yeah, I think that ego will talk more in corporate world, you know, when you see that some female being promoted instead of some man, and then that comes that competitive side of some people. Am I correct or am I wrong that's a male or female actually always going to clash because who's more competitive?
I think so, and I think that, as you say, reverts back to our evolution of the, you know, the male being the hunter. Mm. And, you know, males see themselves as positioned in society as that alpha male, unfortunately, and I think that's going to be a hard thing to break. I think a lot of women are changing, though. I think slowly we're evolving and we are changing. And I think we'll see more and more women step up and men let go of that as well, just through continual evolution. That's just going to take time.
You said something about confidence before. Isn't that something related to self-beliefs? You know, I'm like, is why confidence is a very important factor for success or being happy?
Confidence is so hugely important. So
I'm mistaken. So confidence is not as a self belief. I'm mistaken, right?
No, because it builds to self belief. So they're basically interlinked. So you have somebody, for example, if I give you a really hard question to answer, and you're standing in front of all your peers, you either have two things that happen to you. You either overthink the solution because you don't want to make a mistake in front of your peers, or because of the pressure, you may go blank.
I look stupid anyway, so. Yes.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
So it's when we're with self-belief, it's basically exactly the same thing. The little stories that we tell ourselves influence our reaction. And I love, there's a beautiful saying by the lovely Rachel Burke that I just love. That's a confused mind says no. So when we start questioning our belief about doing certain things, that confused mind is going to say no and not do anything. We just don't take that first step and do anything whatsoever. And that's basically linked to our confidence. So they do go hand in hand.
I think that Darren has something to ask, but we'll leave this for the next few minutes. We'll leave more questions for Joanna Love, who is with us online, live from Melbourne, online, 90.5 Businesses. As with Mario, we'll take a short break. So Joanna, we'll just give you the couple minutes break so you can relax and have a sip of water or coffee, whatever it is. And we'll be back in the studio with you.
Alive 90.5.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share.
Me, you need to show how to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
We all know that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral? With none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance, $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02 9659 0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
If you're an adult who has difficulties with reading, writing or spelling, the Reading Writing Hotline has some very good news. It can actually be easier to take the plunge and improve your reading and writing skills than to keep putting it off. Phone the Reading Writing Hotline and find out how. Their number is 1300 655 06. That's the Reading Writing Hotline, and they're there to help. 1300 655 06. Go on, take the plunge.
24 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario. And we're speaking with Joanne Love, a high-performance coach on the line from Melbourne. And just before the break, we're talking about something Joanne said, a confused mind says no. So, Joanne, is that a quote from yourself?
No, that's from lovely Rachel Burke.
Rachel Burke. It's so, yes, it's, yeah, it just gets you thinking.
A company called Salesforce. Yes, it does. So we know, and research backs that up. So when we are overwhelmed, we usually spark a lot of cortisol, and that just floods the front of our brain, which is where we make all our decisions. So if our brain's full of all the bad stuff, we're not going to make good decisions, or if we make any decisions whatsoever. So there's a lot of research that does back that up.
So, you know, like when okay, this is, I have so many questions, but I'll start with this one. Where do we do mistake when our brain becomes overcrowded or over, you know, I mean, too much noises in our brain and our head? When is this happening, in the morning or afternoon? And how we actually empty our brain, you know what I mean? Because, you know, literally, like, you know, before I come in the studio, darling, I'm in my office with my staff, with clients, you know what I mean? Or, you know, just robbing the bank, whatever, something like this. But the point it is, you know, my brain's become filled in my head with the noises and the different stories and everything else. However, before I come in the studio, you know, I always said to myself, you know, few words in walking studio, talk to Darren about show and everything else. But that's not emptying my brain. So what would you suggest, you know, I mean, just a few tips if you can share with us. When the brain becomes overcrowded with the noises or anything else what we are collecting during the day, how to empty?
Yeah, so there's probably two situations there. So one is stress fills up our brain, as I said, with cortisol, and that's when we think poorly. The other situation is when you've got too much on your plate, and as you say, you want to do so many things. So what you need to do is you really need just to focus on three. Try and keep it at three. What are the three most important things you've got to do? And just focus on them and push all the others away.
First is talk to Joanna Lau, okay? Second one?
So I like to use the analogy of a filing cabinet, which is what I use all the time. So when I've got too much going on, I go, right, I'm not going to think about this now. It's going to go into my filing cabinet, mm-hmm. and I'm going to lock the door, and I'm going to revisit it tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And just focus on the three things that are important for that day. And three, I believe three is a magic number. When we start thinking about more than three, it's too many. So if you've got a long list with so many things on your plate or so many things that are going on in your head, what are the three most important things you've got to concentrate? Then give your brain a time schedule where you'll come back and revisit the other things.
I think
that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes great sense. I have
I'm just absorbing still. Yeah,
I have something. that my wife and I talk about, what's now and what's next. So now and next. So if you're getting all a bit stressed, this and that, okay, what's now, what's next? And you keep on doing that. And it's similar to what you say, the three things, put those goals in for the day. And normally they're daily things. And nothing about the next day, it's just about today and what can I achieve from today. It may be a larger goal, but what's the piece I can achieve today that's going to make the larger goal possible as well?
So what I like to say is to make two relatively small that are quite achievable, and one that's a bit more of a stretch, and make sure that you reward yourself. If you make all three, so what are you going to do? You know, go out and, you know, maybe you thought about going next door and getting lunch or something, you know, from the shopping centre. You know, that could be your reward, or something as simple as, hey, I'm going to shout myself a coffee when I've done these three things.
Oh, that's a good one there. You remind us, John, we owe you not just a coffee, Darren and I, but the lunching. I mean, I will make this happen when you come in Sydney.
Grumbling a bit.
But you know, like in a corporate world and in daily life, I realize something through my own experience, which, you know, I will say, like, let's go, maybe past 2 years, I'm sticking to this thing to say what, no. Why is it hard for people to say no?
Oh, because they don't like to. The word no is very hard to say, for a start.
Okay.
There's ways to go about it. So, again, so rather than just, if you can't say no, what can you do? What can you say? So, okay, I'm not available right at the moment, but I'll be free next week. Would you like to discuss it next week? Instead of saying no. So it's just a thing that goes through our mind to say, you know, we don't want to let people down. We don't want to seem bad in front of other people. And if we can reword it, we can still have the same outcome. So I'm not available, unfortunately, but I can suggest somebody else that could help you. And that way you don't feel like you're letting the person down, but you basically said no.
Because I was so in, because the reason I'm asking is because I read that article, and I mean, things appeared in my life just out of the blue, and I mean, I was in for the meeting. I was waiting somebody investing hotel, and this article was in some magazine, and the person actually is coaching, you know, how to say no. And I mean, I was like, what is this article to teach me somebody says no? And as I was reading the article, and I mean, it's just some executive, you know, give the his, you know, some insights on his life. He said, I found the hardest to say no to everybody. So like I will say always, yes, I'll do it. I'll see you. I'll do this and that. And then eventually I say, I'll not complete nothing of this, you know what I mean? But I will say yes. And that's hence I ask you that question. Why people, it's hard to say no. So Joanna, tell me, morning routine, how important it is for somebody? Apart from the making the bed, brush the teeth, you know what I mean? Throw the kids off the balcony or whatever it is, yeah?
Yeah, sometimes it's habit. So especially with lockdown now, it's really hard to get motivated to sit in front of your computer because you're at home, you want to go walk about, you want to have something out of the fridge. So what's the morning routine that you normally have when you go to work? Is it, you know, getting dressed? And is it, do you need to, instead of, so a lot of people may catch the train to work. Well, in Victoria, we can't catch the train at the moment. What can you do instead? Go for a short walk around the block? Then that's your routine done to say, hey, I'm ready to start work. So putting in a routine is a really good way to stay focused on what you've got to do. But in saying that, everybody's a little bit different with a morning routine and an afternoon routine. Some people are morning, you know, early birds, and some people prefer to work at night. So you're better off to do what you believe you are better at. And this is one thing that along the lines with self-belief. What are your strengths? If your strength is working at night, don't stop it. Keep going with it. Don't do it.
Oh, that's a good one, Joanna. You are going to adopt you, and I mean, Darren and I, we're going to adopt you seriously. Now, I apologize for my language, and I mean, I was just being instructed to say that, but I truly I'm going to adopt you. Reason, you come to the very, very point I was studying vigorously. I truly try to find the ways, you know, how to improve myself, you know, because it's like there was a many day coaches and many people around, and it's like, okay, there must be something on the internet as well on YouTube. And there was a lot of these big names, you know, I mean, in positive thinking coaches and, you know, name them, you know, I mean, whatever they do. And I found very difficult when I was listening. You need to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean? The jump on this one, I was like, God, that doesn't work. Even in the military, we're waking up 5:30 in the morning, you know what I mean? Because there was a routine, right? You know what I mean? But 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I mean? I'm jumping my treadmill 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm doing this. It's like, well, that's a little bit too early for some people. I mean, but people will take those tips, you know what I mean? So, like, my question is for you, that's morning routine. You said if you work at night, you continue work at night, you know what I mean? So that's one of the best. But in relation to this in the morning routine, you mentioned something very important. We wake up in the morning, brush the teeth, or we're going to eat. Why we're consuming more food during the self-isolation and we're chewing more, tendency to chew more, I'll say myself, you know what I mean? I'm the number one, you know what I mean? First couple of weeks was difficult, so I was opening the fridge all the time and I found difficult to consume myself from the work, even I wanted, but I was always hungry. Is that something with the dopamine, ketamine, whatever was this in the brain?
No, that's a different situation altogether. It's about comfort.
I mean, you can say so, I'm fighting. I mean, that's okay. But, you know, I'm just talking for myself. So, like, but,
and
yeah.
for you being...
fat, yes.
Croatian, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Croatian. So part of your culture is to be happy and healthy around a dinner table and enjoy each other's company.
Yes.
So... for a lot of cultures, so my husband's Italian, so I understand the culture of eating and sitting at table and eating a meal. That's when we feel really comforted. So a lot of these habits that we've introduced during COVID and during lockdown are based on trying to feel happy and secure. So a lot of us reverted back to listening to old music that we used to listen to when we were in our 20s, because that's when we felt happiest. That's when we were most secure. We were living at home. Mum and Dad were looking after us. So it was about reverting to a time when we felt happy and secure more than not, which is part of the reason why we ate more. And, you know, and then when you think about it, in your 20s, we were consuming a lot more food than what we consume in our 50s, because we could, you know, burn it off and get away with it, not so much now. So that's part of the reason, and yeah, part just to feel secure. It's comforting.
Okay.
And also because we're not programmed, we're not doing in our usual routine, so it's really easy to walk to the fridge and eat.
Can I ask you something? It's totally related to the coaching and nothing else, but I know that you understand how we humans, we are actually functioning. Toilet paper. Can you tell me why we stick with toilet paper? Seriously, like, you know, I mean, look, it's so many articles.
Same
process, because it's so many, I can't understand, you know, toilet paper from everything. Like, I know we all fight for the milk or for the bread or, you know, I mean, on the toilet paper. And, you know, I mean, there were so many debacles on TVs and you know, I mean, on the magazines and everything else. You know, I mean, but there's nobody explain better why we look in the comfort like yourself. So thank you, John, for this one. So there is plenty of toilet paper for everybody. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario on Live 90.5. And Joanna Love from where? Performing Best Coach. What's it called? Company? Something. Joanna Love.
Proactive Performance Australia.
That's what it is. So, like, I'm not going to read it. You're listening. Business with Mario on Live 90.5. We'll take a short break. And Joanna, she's with us online.
Alive 90.5.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger. The fire, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar.
Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee. I earned my stripes. I went from zero
to my own hero. You helped me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You helped me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger. A fighter, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar louder. Louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. You're hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. Roar, 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 roar. I got the eye of the tiger. Fire, dancing through the fire. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar. Roar louder, louder than a lion. Cause I am a champion. And you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar. You're hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Melrose Park, developed by Pace, is one of Australia's largest urban renewal projects, providing new homes, jobs, retailing, parks and open spaces, and community facilities. Located around 6 kilometres east of Parramatta, Melrose Park is considered to be one of Sydney's next property hotspots. For more information on this exciting project, go to www.melroseparkcom.au. Station sponsor Pace, transforming places since 1978.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
It's 20 minutes to 2. You're on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and we're talking with Joanne Love from Melbourne.
Joanne, you know, I can't express enough gratitude and, you know, being, you know, thank you for being with us today in the studio. And as much as I want, you know, ask so many questions, and you know, that we are limited with the time. Now, Joanna, we're going to have you again. I see, I need to say that. Joanna, a part of the coaching that other people have been successful, what do you see the biggest obstacle for people being successful? A part of self-confidence, self-motivation, self-belief or confidence, what do you see the biggest distraction of somebody be successful?
With that, I would say the influence of others is a huge impact.
Why is that there?
So, well, it works both ways. Firstly, do you have the support of the others to help you get what you need to do? And at the opposite way, are you heavily influenced by what others tell you you should do? So I think that's probably the greatest thing. And I see it with a lot of young athletes that they, you know, they, a lot of the footballers, we're hearing now they've got mental health issues, and a lot of them love the game so much and then started down the professional route with the AFL clubs, and all they wanted to do was really play the game. They didn't want all the added pressure of having to be a winner as such. They've done it because that's what others told them they should do. So I believe that underlies a lot of those issues with a lot of those players. And we're seeing it with the hubs right now. A couple of Victorian footballers have said, no, we're not going into the hubs. And they've been blasted by fans and the media. And these guys recognise that sport only plays a very small proportion of their life, and they've got to look at their family and their other commitments and the rest of their life.
Yeah,
and I think that's a beautiful attitude.
That's correct, yeah. So that's very correct. So, you know, like when we spoke about, you know, we wake up in the morning or working late nights, you know, I mean, like in your terms, Joanna, in situation like this as a COVID, and, you know, we wake up in the morning and, you know, we're unhappy or happy, whatever it is, and when we spoke about how to motivate yourself, in now you lead it to this point when you say it's your surroundings. How we choose surroundings to support us, or maybe surrounding we're going to say, no, I don't want you in my life. Is this any formula, you know, when you recognize somebody who's going to be supportive of you?
So firstly, I would recognize what your values are. Try and find out what you really want to be in life and known for, you know, being brave, being respected. Mm-hmm. And then you need to find somebody who is aligned with you with those values. It has common values, because if your values are different, and we see this in marriages all the time with values, you know, somebody wants something and another one wants the other, and soon enough the marriage ends in a divorce. So to have a supportive team, you have to have somebody who's got the same values as you, and it's going to help you get there, is going to help you, give you that push when you need it, and help you recognize the positive things that you've done to support you when you need a bit of a lift. Very important.
Even if it doesn't take the time to meet that right person who's going to support you, do you agree with me?
It's going to take time, yes.
Yeah, like,
you need to be aware of those friends that you may have that aren't good for you. You know, the one that might take you out continually partying and you end up a mess the next day. Is that good for you? You know, think about the actions of some of your friends, and are they doing the right thing by you? Are they supporting you? You know, a lot of us athletes see this because they spend so much time training. A lot of friends go, oh, you never go out with me. Well, is that really the friend that you know, is going to support you through your career? It's a pretty easy choice, isn't it? No, not really. But you need to analyse a lot of these situations and think about the people who are supporting you. And it may be, you know, it's funny how something happens, but it may be an auntie or an uncle rather than a mum or dad, for those younger people listening. In the older age group, it may be just somebody you admire that you go, hey, I really like what you do. We seem to be aligned. You know, how about we go have a coffee and talk about a few things and strike up a friendship? You know, really, you can open the doors to anybody you like if you believe your values align, and it only takes a conversation to see whether you're on the same page or not.
No, that's very interesting. I'm not sure Darren he's writing down all these questions. Do you have a question, Darren?
I was writing down the points about aligning values and the same values, and just thinking, is there a place for complementary values, tongue twisted there,
and working
together where you have slightly different values, but you can still support each other because you understand those values.
True. But you'll find they're pretty much aligned. Another scenario, that there's an effect called the Batman effect. I don't know if you've ever heard about that.
When we
want to make a leap and do something that we find is a bit hard for us to do, we may not necessarily need another person in our life. We can have this third party, which is a superhero, like Batman. And this is based on research. So when we say, hey, I've got to do this, and you lack the confidence or you don't have that support to do it, 9 times out of 10, we don't do it. But when we talk about ourselves in the third person, like, what would Joe do in this situation? We're a little bit more successful. But when we talk about, hey, what would Batman do in this situation, we're actually more successful. So it might just come down to who's your superhero, because more times than not, your superhero usually lacks the skills that you have. So just having them as your superhero, go, wow, I can do this and I can make that leap. That may not necessarily need to be a person. It can be a superhero. And Beyonce is a great example of this. She used the persona Sasha Fierce to get her through some of her hardest times. She assumed the persona of, what was Sasha Fierce doing in this situation? Yeah, she'd get up on stage and strut herself. And in the end, she created a whole album around that persona. So it doesn't necessarily even have to be a person. It can be just an imaginary person.
No, I have the imaginary person. It's called the Freddy. But, you know, because that is my best friend now. I mean, like, he's always my best friend. Like, he replaced the Freddy. But do you understand that, you know, what I try to say, I'm talking to the very highly, you know, experienced professional, somebody with authority and credibility, Joanna Love. And, you know, you beat it now, everything what I was advocating people not to listen, because in reality, people talk a lot, but they don't say nothing. And everybody tries to give you the tips, and I mean, in a different way, how become more serious and become the adult. You know, recently, I'm not sure, did you watch the show Chernobyl? And it was on a Foxtel, and everybody around me was Chernobyl. And I remember Chernobyl happened. I was in Russia, I was in Yugoslavia then. And it starts snowing in April, and we were like on the street, us like, what is this? And everybody told us it's a radioactive cloud a few days after, because there was no internet, nothing else, you know what I mean? But it was difficult time to understand what radiation it is. And then my midget, you know, my son Mateo says to me, what do you mean you didn't die from radiation? I said, Mateo, we didn't know better. I mean, we're just innocent, you know what I mean? We just want to explore this and bring this into life, you know what I mean? Now, you know, talking about this imaginary friends, you know what I mean? Because we imagined that it was a snow, but it was not snow, it was ash, you know what I mean? And the reality is, Joanna, that you are truly, don't stop amazing me, and I truly believe that all our listeners at Live 90.5 will enjoy the listening podcast with you on our website, live905.com.au. And I'm truly grateful that you spend time today with us. We take a short, very short break, and then we're going to wind up this episode of The Business in Mario and Joanna Love and Proactive Coaching Australia.
Alive 90.5.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old man Keith, babe, and he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old MacKeith, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Could that someone be back tonight? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where some men bags just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Maggie's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller. He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his heart and cash. And now Maggie spends just like a sailor. Could it be that boy's done something rash? Now Jenny Diver, oh, oh, yeah, super tawdry. Ooh, Miss Alada Lynn, yeah, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, baby. Now that Maggie's back in town, I said Jenny Diver.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Hi, Alan Barnes here from Durlpool Shop. I opened our shop intending to always listen, really listen, to our customers so we could fully understand and meet their pool needs. Along with that, we stocked the top brands of pool chemicals, cleaners, pumps, filters, heaters, fittings, spare parts, you name it. You'll find full details on our website at durlpoolshop.com.au, or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just the way you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
Alive 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
It's 7 minutes to two, Business Insights on Alive 90.5 with Mario. And we have been speaking with Joanne Love, high performance coaching expert, coach of Olympians, but can also coach you as well. And Joanne, how can people get in contact with you?
I will not tell them your number. I will not tell them. You need to tell them myself.
The easiest is just, you know, connect with me on LinkedIn or through our website, proactiveperformanceaustralia.com.
So that website again, proactiveperformanceaustralia.com. And
that's correct.
As part of our discussion with you today and part of your great tips is that people should have two small and maybe one stretch goals for the day. Well, I say one of your small goals for the day is to get in touch with Joanne Love, and she can coach you through whatever you need to. Any parting tips you have for our listeners this afternoon, Joanne?
I'll not tell them what you told me. Sorry.
Well, you started the show talking about chocolate and how it always is our downfall, so I just suggest when you go to the supermarket, make sure you have a list, just like your goals, and then you won't deter and pick up that chocolate bar.
So it's chocolate can't be on the list, that's what you say.
No, Joanna, she can't say I'm fat, I'm saying I'm fat, so she has less chocolate there. Joanna, on behalf of our Live 90.5, to all our listeners and sponsors who tune in today, I'm truly grateful and a privilege to say that you are our guest today, and if we can hijack you in the next couple of weeks again, Darren already was looking at the calendar because it's going to be great discussion maybe for the other presenters as well, but I'd like to say thank you for being our guest today, and your podcast and to all listeners and sponsors in Australia and globally, please come on online, 905.com.au after 6 p.m. tonight, and there will be podcasts with Joanna Love, and you can hear some of the tips and some understanding of our mindset, and of course how you can contact Joanna. Joanna, thank you very much for being our guest.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I've enjoyed it. It's been great.
Up next we have the Paul and Steve Show, The Pass. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. The best music on Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
I never believed in things that I couldn't see. I said if I can't feel it, then how could it be? No magic could happen to me. And then I saw you. Myself, what's it all about? Now I know there can be no doubt. You can do magic. You can have anything that you desire.
now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.